patient's name is Eddie Diana Espinosa. First name Eddidiana. Last name is Espinoza. Date of birth is 3/31/1993. Date of service is 7/13/2022. History of present illness. This 29-year-old female presents to the clinic complaining that she is always feeling tired. She states that she's feeling moody and stressed for the past 2 months. She does admit that these feelings have been going on for quite a bit longer. She does have quite a bit of stress in her life. She admits that in middle school she did begin cutting to help relieve some of her stress and pain. She moved out at the age of 16 and moved in with a boyfriend and had a child. She states that last year or within the last few years, her child's father did stab her 18 times, and she had to be taken to the hospital. She does have what sounds like PTSD from that episode. Patient does currently deny any suicide or homicidal thoughts, but she is interested in trying a medication. Patient states that she has never mentioned any of these feelings to anybody. She has never spoken about any of the events until today. Allergies, no known drug allergies, current medication, Nexplanon, medical history, hypertension, surgical history, left hand, social history, denies drugs, admits to ETOH, denies smoke, ROS, CHPI, vital signs, blood pressure 143/80, heart rate 94, respiration 16, temp 98.0, O2 99. She weighs 178 pounds. Physical exam general. She's alert, appropriate for age, well nourished, well groomed, HEENT, mucous membranes, moist pupils, pearl, neck negative, JVD, normal range of motion, chest S1, S2, respirations even unlabored, clear to auscultation bilaterally, abdomen soft, non tender, bowel sounds times 4, extremities, normal range of motion, no edema, neuro, ANO times 4, gaze steady, skins warm, dry, no rash, no lesions. Assessment and plan number 1, depression, number 2, anxiety, number 3, fatigue. Again, I did do a full assessment on patient and did assess suicide homicidal thoughts, which she does deny at this time. We will do a complete lab work on this patient. She does agree to start an SSRI medication. Patient states that she works at HEB and they are having a mental health awareness month where they are offering their employees 5 free therapy sessions. Which she did sign up for, and she is calling the therapist to set up her first appointment tomorrow, which I did encourage her to keep. This will be the first time she's ever spoken with a therapist in her life, which I think is a very important step. I'm going to start patient on Lexapro 20 milligrams once a day, which is the medium dose. I told her after 4 to 6 weeks of taking the medication, if she feels like she does need a little extra, to please come back into the clinic and we can reevaluate and see if we need to increase it to the higher dose, which she does agree to. We will call her once her labs come back and decide if she needs to be on any other medication. She does agree to this plan of care, and she was given an opportunity to ask questions. She has none at this time.